In May of last year, the Kauai Pesticide Joint Fact-Finding Study Group released its findings, the results of a 15-month study of pesticide use by large agribusinesses on Kauai. The report made a number of recommendations to state and county government, and yesterday at the state capitol, members of that study group learned the results, to date, of those recommendations. Earlier this morning, we spoke with Keith Mattson, co-director for the Joint Fact-Finding Study Group. What did you take away from this informational briefing?
That the state government, in particular the Department of Health and Department of Ag, have taken very concrete steps based on the recommendations to improve the flow of data that's important for understanding impacts, and some procedural changes as well.
Impacts of pesticide use by large agribusinesses.
And the operative word is potential impacts.
Potential impacts.
Key thing is finding out whether there are significant traces of anything harmful in either humans or the environment. So you need that data before you can even go into any other steps.
Where do you look for that data?
You look for it in the environment. You look for it primarily in stream samples, water samples. You can look for it, if possible, in dust samples and air samples, although that's much more difficult to measure. And, in humans, it's blood samples and tissue samples, but they're not doing those until there's a more of a crying need for that.
So far, what have the data shown?
We haven't actually seen the new data. Now, on the water sampling, the state had done a whole series of streams, both on Kauai and Oahu and the other islands as well. And this goes back, I think, about maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. And they did find trace elements of different pesticides. Not all of them were sort of the pesticides that are used in seed corn production, but a lot of them are just generic household chemical uses. A chemical called fipronil, which is mainly used in termite control and also in pet flea collars. That showed up very high. And, they found mixtures of other things besides pesticide chemicals that are largely due to industrial and household uses, mainly household uses.
Contributors other than large agribusinesses.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And provably so.
Yes, right.
Having reached those conclusions, there's no getting around the fact that this is an emotional issue on Kauai. Is the concern excessive? Is there not enough? What's your assessment?
I can't speak too much to what's happening on Kauai now. I know it was very volatile leading into this one, and I sort of felt that we offered a little bit of a healthy timeout after litigation had been done on the ordinance that the council had passed. And people were, I think, a little bit tired of just the polemics, and they wanted a little bit more certainty to the questions they had. So hopefully we provided that. And hopefully going forward, both the additional long-term data that's going to be collected and some of the procedural changes that the state is looking at will be helpful.
Keith, when you say you provided that when the report was released May 2016.
That's right.
That's what you mean.
Right.
So now state and county governments have had the material of a fact-finding group at their disposal, and you were briefed in what the impact of those findings has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of overall impression did you get? You said data gathering, right?
Right. It's very difficult, I think, for any government to ratchet up into a new realm of doing things, but what I did find is almost immediately, like at the end of that last session in 2016, they had already dedicated, I think, around $500,000 to kickstart the data collection. And so they had been doing that. They haven't, I don't know if they've released all of the initial figures. It takes a while. They want to do long-term data collection, not just, spot checks, but, over months and years. And so that has been going on. The Department of Agriculture has taken an internal look at all of their regulations for pesticides, and they have tweaked a number of things there. They've staffed some very important positions, both at the Department of Ag and the Department of Health, to better respond to a number of things, like inspections and looking into reported violations on the Department of Ag side for pesticides. On the Department of Health, they, I think, recently funded an environmental epidemiologist. Very important position to have. You need that expertise to interpret what's going on and to look for the right questions and research topics to continue on in the future, not just for pesticides, but anything else in the environment that may be a human health issue.
When an issue becomes a human health issue, it can all too easily become an emotional issue and even a political issue. Does that become an obstacle in getting your information out and getting it acted upon?
Yeah, it always can. I mean, it's obviously something that, you know, hits home with a lot of people, particularly if, you know, one feels children are at risk. And that's often the case when you hear the allegations on pesticide use. One very important caution is that a number of people will take a report from somewhere else, California, Argentina, whatever, and they will often try to impose that same situation on the locality, and it may not be the case. It's very, very specific to what's happening in your community, you know, how a substance is being used, at what concentration, what substance is being used, what are the pathways to exposure. So we really strove to look at what is happening on Kauai from a provable standpoint, not just jump to conclusions.
From one of the things that you said earlier that interested me was that a lot of the some of the pesticides you found were of household origin.
True. Now, we didn't do the studies ourselves, but in looking at the data, you know, it's pretty obvious that pesticide use is not just you know, in large biotech GMO production, you know, places, but also golf courses, small ag. A number of cases where, say, there have been complaints because of odors have been the use of malathion by neighbors. In fact, that's the chief reason that the Department of Ag gets called out for, you know, these kinds of odor complaints to treat them. And, you know, just a variety of chemicals in the environment that are from things that have nothing to do with pesticides. People may find this interesting, but, you know, there's been a lot of research on endocrine system disruptors. Mm-hmm. These are the things that would, you know, maybe make frogs and other amphibians have reproductive problems.
Yeah, anomalies we've seen
right.
in recent generations. Yeah.
So we heard from a USGS scientist during this time that the most potent ones are the residues of birth control pills. In the environment, you know, and those are very common and ubiquitous, and you know, that's a very, very potent endocrine system disruptor.
And that easily find itself, they could easily find themselves going down the drain, ending up in.
It can, yeah.
Well, it sounds as if the public could use, if not more regulation, then certainly more information mm-hmm. about the use of chemicals in the environment.
I agree. I mean, I think that's the most important thing. One of the things that was very revealing in our study is we looked at the information from the Poison Control Center. And there's a 24/7 number that people can call if they have reported or find a poisoning. And most of the poisonings are from household use. A lot of them have to do with kids eating, you know, different chemicals, including ant traps and other sorts of things. And the number one thing that any parent or family can do is make sure that the stuff that's in the closet that is harmful is very well protected.
Keith Mattson was the co-director of the Joint Fact-Finding Group report on pesticide use by large agribusinesses on Kauai, released in May of 2016. The report was completed by the Accord 3.0 Network and was commissioned by the State Department of Agriculture and Kauai County Mayor Bernard Carvalho. You can find a link to it on the conversation page of HawaiiPublicRadio.org.